Work on a draft resolution on Syrian chemical weapons is underway at the UN General Assembly. Russia says it hopes that the resolution can be approved without going beyond the agreements reached in Geneva in September between Moscow and Washington. However, finding a compromise is likely to face hurdles.
Major problem is that they have two absolutely different ideas in mind. The Russia and the Chinese idea is to stop the civil war and to make something with the chemical weapons. The idea of our Western colleagues is to replace Assad.
US President Barack Obama has called for a strong UN resolution and claimed he sees no future for Assad in Syria. Washington wants a resolution under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, but Russia is against the plan. The issue has been a point of controversy between Moscow and Washington.
Russia has expressed concerns that talks with the United States on Syria are not going smoothly. Moscow says the chemical weapons deal, brokered in Geneva by Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov and his US counterpart John Kerry, may have only delayed the US military action.
There is also the issue of who was behind the chemical attack outside of Damascus on 21st of August. The US and France blame the Syrian government, while Russia believes it was carried out by the insurgents. Experts in Russia say that there is no point in playing a blame game. And instead, the Security Council should concentrate on steps to end the bloodshed in Syria.
Geneva agreements are the basis for reaching a political solution in Syria. I hope that towards the end of September, it will finally be held. It will give us an opportunity to find a real political solution and end the bloodshed in Syria.
Moscow says it is only prepared to work within the framework approved in Geneva. A lot will depend on whether other Security Council members follow suit. Julia Lubova, Press TV, Moscow.